Chapter 7, Looking for Tom Douglas. The night was bad. The sounds began their attack on her in the moments between being awake and asleep, becoming louder and louder. Maya pressed her hands against her head to make them stop, but she could not escape them. She was woken by loud screams. As she opened her eyes, she realized that the screams were coming from her. Someone was knocking on the front door. Then, Maya heard it open, and a voice called,
"Maya? Maya?"
As she was getting out of bed, the bedroom door opened. It was Shane. Maya had given him a key to the house for emergencies. He was holding Lily, who had tears on her face.
"She was at the top of the stairs," said Shane.
Maya went to take her daughter, but Lily pulled back from her.
"I'm sorry, Lily. Mommy had a bad dream," said Maya.
She felt so guilty.
"What kind of mother am I?" she thought.
They went downstairs to have breakfast. While they were eating, Shane looked at Maya. He knew what had happened.
"How bad was it?"
he asked her.
"I'm fine," said Maya.
"You need to talk to someone, Maya, and get help."
Shane looked at Lily.
"It's not just about you now. You have a daughter."
"I'll fix things, Shane. Don't worry."
"Well, I'm here because I found out that you were correct about Tom Douglas," he said. "He was the Coast Guard officer who investigated Andrew Burkett's death. His report said that the death was an accident, which probably involved alcohol. There was nothing about suicide. What's going on, Maya?"
"I don't know, but I'm going to find out," she said.
Maya took out her mobile phone and called the Douglas house. There was no answer, so she left a message before hanging up. "I know why the Burkitts were paying your husband. Call me." Shane looked at her.
"Who told you about Tom Douglas?"
he asked.
"It isn't important," said Maya.
She had decided that she ought not to tell him about Corey.
"Really?"
Shane did not look happy. He got up and started walking up and down the room. Then he said,
"I called Detective Kearse this morning. I wanted to know what kind of guy he was. He didn't tell me anything about the murder investigation, which makes me believe that he's honest. But he told me about the video with Joe. Why didn't you tell me about it?"
"I wanted to, but you already think that I'm crazy."
"No, I just want to help you," said Shane. "Tell me what happened."
So Maya explained everything about the nanny cam, the pepper spray, Joe's green shirt, and trying to find Isabella.
"It can't be an old video, because there's never been a camera on that bookshelf before," she said.
"Okay. So the next possible idea is that Joe's still alive."
Shane held up a hand to stop Maya saying anything.
"I know that sounds mad, but let's just imagine. Perhaps Joe paid those two guys in the park to fire fake shots, and then paid Kearse to lie about it."
Maya shook her head.
"Joe is dead, Shane."
"Or he's alive and playing some kind of trick on you."
Maya thought about this.
"Or someone else's."
After Shane left, Maya received a call from Mrs. Douglas, who asked her to come back as soon as possible. But first, Maya drove to Eddie's with Lily and explained to him about Tom Douglas.
"Can you look through Claire's stuff again to see if there's anything about Tom? Look at everything, like her tickets, documents, notebooks," Maya said.
Eddie nodded.
"I will."
Then, leaving Lily with Eddie, she drove straight to the Douglas house. Mrs. Douglas had a nervous, worried look on her face when she opened the door.
"Is your husband home?" asked Maya.
No, said Mrs. Douglas. I got your phone message. What was Tom doing? Please tell me.
A tear fell down her cheek. Maya felt sure that she was not lying, so she decided to be honest too. Your husband was in the Coast Guard. He investigated the death of a young man called Andrew Burkett.
Yes, I know, Mrs. Douglas replied. That's how Tom met the Burkett family. They liked his work, so they gave him more jobs.
I don't think so, said Maya. I think that the family paid Tom to say that the death was an accident. I need to speak to your husband to find out why. So where is he?
I don't know. That's why I called you back. Tom's been missing for 3 weeks.
When she left the Douglas house, Maya saw on her phone that she had had a call from Leather and Lace, so she drove straight to the strip club. The security guard let her in and took her to the same private room at the back. Corey was inside.
Did you visit Tom Douglas?
He asked. I went to his house, but he's been missing for 3 weeks, said Maya. Corey looked at her.
Did you find out why the Burketts were paying him?
Not completely. Maya told him what she knew about the investigation into Andrew Burkett's death.
Okay, let's try and understand it all, said Corey. Your sister starts investigating and finds out about the family paying Tom, and she gets killed. Then your husband is killed and Tom goes missing.
But there's something else to think about, said Maya. You don't murder someone to hide your son's suicide. You might pay them to be silent, but you don't kill them. Corey nodded.
And you don't kill your own son.
We need to find Tom Douglas, said Maya. Can you investigate his phone calls, emails, and bank account? We could find out where he might go.
Yes,
Corey said.
I can do that.
Maya looked at Corey for a few seconds. Then she took a deep breath and asked him, Corey, I know that you didn't release the audio from the helicopter video because of my sister, but was that the only reason? You missed the chance to get a lot of attention for your website with that audio.
Do you think that I only care about attention?
He asked. Maya just looked at him.
I didn't release it because I'm a human with feelings, and because I knew that you'd feel so guilty already. Why should I punish you more?
Corey continued. She made no reply.
How do you live with what you did, Maya?
If Corey wished for an answer to that question, he would have to wait a long time, along with everyone else. Contact me when you found more information about Tom Douglas, she said.